Another problem is that materialists often feel qualified to comment on mystical experience despite a lack of basic knowledge. For example, Edelman and Tononi write, "It is a paradox that as conscious human beings, we cannot fully rid ourselves of higher order consciousness, leaving only the ongoing, event-driven rush of primary consciousness. That may, in fact, be the state toward which mystics aim their devotions." The primary consciousness Edelman and Tononi refer to, a continuous stream of transient and unmonitored mental events, is possibly experienced by dogs, but it is hardly the mystic's goal. The mystic attempts to experience the mind that underlies or embodies the universe. Edelman and Tononi appear confused by the fact that humans have difficulty achieving either a higher or a lower level of consciousness than the cerebral norm. But the two directions are not equivalent. They are opposite. Oxford zoologist Alistair Hardy, 1896 to 1985, took a completely different and more fruitful approach. His fame as a scientist stemmed from developing a means of measuring the numbers of microscopic life forms in the ocean, but he also studied and collected examples of RSMEs for 50 years. Bucking the trend in biology to reduce RSMEs to some function or malfunction of the genes or neural circuits, he opened up a fruitful new area of research. Who has RSMEs? Are they the same across cultures? What causes them, and what are their outcomes? Collecting data on RSMEs. Belief can be explained in much the way that cancer can. I think the time has come to shed our taboo that says, "Oh, let's just tiptoe by this. We don't have to study this." People think they know a lot about religion, but they don't know. Materialist philosopher Daniel Dennett. I always regarded the planning of my research as an exercise in human ecology, for to me, one of the greatest contributions biology could make to mankind would be to work out an ecological outlook which took into account not only man's economic and nutritional needs, but also his emotional and spiritual behavior. Zoologist and pioneer spirituality researcher Alistair Hardy. Alistair Hardy, despite being a mid-20th century zoologist, was no fan of reductionism. He insisted that animals must be studied as living wholes in their natural environment.